Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. George Gershwin died on July 11, 1937, at the age of 38. But he wasn't the only significant songwriter to die before the age of 50. Imagine how different our music might have been if Gershwin, and all of them, had lived longer lives.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Gershwin has been dead for 80 years, yet he remains the great legendary figure of American music. He was dashing and gifted, equally at home in the jazz club and the concert hall. Apparently, he was difficult not to like or to listen to when he took over a party by sitting at the piano to play his most recent songs. His melodies ranged from the percussive to the lyrical, but all of them were propelled by jazz. Rufus Wainwright's Stairway to Paradise and Maureen McGovern, Love Walked In.
All you preachers who delight in penning the dancing teachers, let me tell you there are a lot of features of the dance that carry you through the gates of heaven. It's madness to be always sitting around in sadness when you could be learning the steps of gladness. You'll be happy when you can do just six or seven. Begin today, you'll find it's nice, the quickest way to paradise. When you practice, here's the thing to do. Simply say as you go, I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. I'm going to get there at any price. Stand aside, I'm on my way. I've got the blues and up above it's so fair. Shoes go on and carry me there. I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. Thank you.
two songs by George and Ira Gershwin. From the 1922 score to George White's Scandals, Rufus Wainwright's Stairway to Paradise, and from the 1938 score to the movie Goldwyn Follies, Maureen McGovern, Love Walked In. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The songwriters I have in mind were born between 1883 and 1901, during the formative years for Tin Pan Alley. By the time they were writing, the Alley entered a time of great success and influence, and the Broadway musical was beginning to take shape. Yet not one of them lived through World War II. Take Louis F. Muir, the oldest of them, born in 1883. He started out playing ragtime in St. Louis saloons, but soon began to write his own melodies. He once asked lyricist L. Wolfe Gilbert why his own tunes weren't succeeding. Gilbert told him they were too clever for average audiences. Soon after, in 1912, they collaborated on the most important song either of them ever wrote. 3 years later, in 1915, Muir died of tuberculosis at the age of 32. Al Jolson sings Gilbert and Muir's Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all. While they are waiting, the banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, a humming and swaying, it's the good ship Robert E. Lee that's come to carry the cotton away. Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee. Waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee. Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Al Jolson, Waiting for the Robert E. Lee. Carl Hoschner, born in 1876 in Austria, came to America to play the oboe in Victor Herbert's orchestra, but gave it up to work for a major music publisher. By 1905, he'd written the first of a long list of successful but now forgotten musicals. In 1908, that included Three Twins, starring Bessie McCoy, thereafter known as the Yama Yama Girl, because Hoschner and lyricist Colin Davis wrote her signature song, The Yama Yama Man. This is Ada Jones.
Maybe he's hiding behind the chair, ready seen his hiding behind the chair, ready to spring at everyone aware. Run to your mama, when here comes the yama, yama man.
A man sold some powder good for both, but the man, he must have lied.
Ada Jones, the Yama Yama Man. Hoschner had his greatest success with a young lyricist named Hauerbach. Hauerbach would later Americanize his name to Harbach to evade the anti-German feeling so prevalent during World War I. He went on to write with Vincent Humans and Jerome Kern. In 1924, at the age of 36, Hoschner died of pneumonia. Early in his career, though, in 1910, he and Harbach collaborated on an amusingly suggestive song that came close to being a standard. From their score to Madame Sherry, Judy Garland and Mary Kent, Every Little Movement. Judy Garland with Mary Kent, Every Little Movement. Louis A. Hirsch was born in 1887. Like Carl Hoschner, he died in 1924 at the age of 36. He wrote successfully in Tin Pan Alley and on Broadway after studying piano in Berlin. Typically, he went from Tin Pan Alley tunes to Broadway interpolations to writing his own scores. Born in New York City, he also died in New York City of pneumonia. That was especially regrettable because his innovative approach to ragtime suggested to his contemporaries that he would have become a major figure in the theater. Among his best-known songs, My Rainbow Girl from 1918 and Love Nest from 1920, both written for Broadway musicals. Jason Gray and Andrea Markovici, and then John Steele.
When the world is lonely, dark, and drear the skies, then it's you who only brighten with your eyes. You're the silver lining I sought in vain, love. You're the rainbow shining through darkest rain, love. Other things are vain and other goals are far. Only you remain as constant as a star. All the rest forsake me and soon depart. Dear, you remain to take me close to your heart, dear. When you are near, girl, you bring me good cheer, girl. The love light shining from your eyes is like a rainbow radiant in the skies. For you're the sunlight that gleams, dear, through clouds in my dreams, dear. You set my senses in a whirl, my little rainbow girl.
Rainbow girl, you call me, and I like the name. With it you enthrall me, set my heart aflame. Let it be the token of love enduring, of our vows unbroken, of faith assuring. Rainbow girl, I'll be to you, if near or far, over land or sea, no matter where you are. Bright will love be burning, though you're away, dear. I'll be always yearning to hear you say, dear. When you are near, girl, you bring me good cheer, girl. The love light shining from your eyes is like a rainbow radiant in the skies. For you're the sunlight that gleams, dear, through clouds in my dreams, dear. You set my senses in a whirl, my little rainbow girl.
All the rest forsake me and soon depart. Dear, you remain to take me close to your heart, dear. When you are near, girl, you bring me good cheer, girl. The love light shining from your eyes is like a rainbow radiant in the skies. For you're the sunlight that gleams, dear, through clouds in my dreams, dear. You set my senses in a whirl, my little rainbow girl.
Many builders there have been since the world began. Palace, cottage, mansion, inn, they have built for man. Some were small and some were tall, long or wide or low. But the best one of them all, Jack built long ago. Was built in bygone days, yet millions
gone, the children are gone, yet return again. Ever comes the question old, shall we build for pride? Or shall brick and mortar hold warmth and love inside? The answer you may know, Jack solved it long ago.
Jason Gray and Andrea Markovici with Lewis Hirsch and Lillian Davis's My Rainbow Girl, and John Steele with Hirsch and Otto Harbach's Love Nest. Of all these songwriters, none was more important and none lived longer than lyricist Gus Kahn. I could easily fill a couple of hours with his standards, but suffice it to say that he was born in Germany in 1886, came to America when he was 5, and grew up in Chicago. Kahn worked with at least a dozen composers, including bandleader Isham Jones, with whom he wrote 3 major songs, one right after the other. I'll See You in My Dreams, The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else, and this one, It Had to Be You. This is Carla Normand with Don Neely's Royal Society Jazz Orchestra.
It had to be you, it had to be you. I wandered around, finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad. Thinking of you, some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you, it had to be you. Ha 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 ha
Carla Normand, It Had to Be You. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Of all Kahn's collaborators, Walter Donaldson was the most important. He wrote with Buddy DeSilva, Vincent Humans, George Gershwin, Jerome Kern, and Harry Warren. But he wrote more often and more successfully with Donaldson than with any other collaborator. Their songs were popular when they were new, and many of them remained popular for many years afterwards. It's impossible to predict which songs become standards. But Gus Kahn had a way of teasing out an engagingly simple and singable lyric that would last. Kahn died in 1941 at the age of 54. He and Donaldson wrote one of their greatest hits in 1922. This is Robert White with My Buddy.
Life is a book that we study. Some of its leaves bring a sigh. There it was written, my buddy, that we must part, you and I. Nights are long since you went away. I think about you all through the day. My buddy, nobody quite so true. Miss your voice, the touch of your hand. Just long to know that you understand. My buddy, your body misses you. Buddies through all of the gay days, buddies when something went wrong. I wait alone through the gray days, missing your smile and your song. Thank you. body, my body, nobody quite so true. Miss your voice, the touch of your hand, just long to know that you understand my body, dear body, your body, misses you.
Robert White, My Buddy. Grant Clark and Richard A. Whiting were both born in 1891. Clark died in 1931 at the age of 40, Whiting in 1938 at the age of 46. Clark wrote some important songs. Whiting was an important songwriter. Clark started out acting and then writing special material for comedians, but by 1912, he'd begun to write lyrics for songs that became hits. The songs he wrote in the 20s give you a good sense of a professional songwriter's range. For Fanny Bryce in 1921, he and composer James Hanley wrote Secondhand Rose, and for Ethel Waters in 1929, he and composer Harry Axt wrote Am I Blue?
Thank you.
just a woman, a lonely woman, waiting on the weary shore. I'm just a woman, that's only human, one you should be sorry for. Woke up this morning alone about dawn, without a warning I found he was gone. How could he do it? Why should he do it? He'd never done it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Am I blue? Why, you'd be too if each plan with your man done fell through. There was a time when I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay until today? Now he's gone and withdrew. Am I blue? I know it. He's in Chicago and I'm down here in Birmingham, trying to get the money to go and find my honey. I am, yes indeed I am. I've got the blues in my heart and my shoes wanna start, yet I'm in a jam, a terrible jam. Oh, don't ask me, am I blue? Why do you ask me, am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Again you ask me, am I blue? Why would you be too if each plan which a man has done fell through? Don't I remember the time when I was his only one? But look at me now, I'm the sad and lonely one. Oh, didn't I used to be gay?
From the Ziegfeld Follies of 1921, Fanny Bryce, Secondhand Rose, and from the movie On With the Show, Ethel Waters, Am I Blue? Richard Whiting was one of the first songwriters to spend virtually his entire career in Hollywood, first writing movie scores and then shifting to individual songs. In 1936, one of his songs received an Oscar nomination. At just about the time he began to work with young Johnny Mercer, only a few years before he died. It was Whiting's most satisfying collaboration. From the movie Sing Baby Sing, Tony Martin sings Whiting and Walter Bullock's Oscar-nominated song, When Did You Leave Heaven? And from the 1937 movie Ready, Willing, and Able, the Nat Cole Trio with Whiting and Mercer's Too Marvelous for Words.
I used to dream about angels, but then I never knew that I'd ever meet one, and such a sweet one, till I met you. When did you leave heaven? How could they let you go? How's everything in heaven? I'd like to know. Why did you trade heaven for all these earthly things? Where did you hide your halo? Where did you park your wings? Have they missed you? Can you get back in? If I kissed you, would it be a sin? I am only human, but you are so divine. When did you leave heaven, angel mine? When did you leave heaven? How could they let you go? How's everything in heaven? Oh yes, I'd like to know. Why did you trade heaven for all these earthly things? Where did you hide your halo? Where did you park your wings? Have they missed you, my dear? Can you get back in? If I kiss you, my dear, would it be a sin? I am only human, but you are so divine. When did you leave heaven, angel mine?
Just too marvelous, too marvelous for words, lie glorious, glamorous in that old standby amorous. You're just too wonderful, I'll never find the words that tell enough, spell enough, I mean they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words, lie glorious, glamorous in that old standby amorous. You're just too wonderful, I'll never find the words that tell enough, spell enough, I mean they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the bird to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Tony Martin, When Did You Leave Heaven? And the Nat King Cole Trio, Too Marvelous for Words. The studio system paid songwriters a lot of money, but didn't treat them very well. It dropped songs willy-nilly and assigned songwriters to collaborators in much the same offhanded way. It's striking that their songs were as good as they were. Whiting was especially fond of one song he wrote in 1930 for the movie Playboy of Paris. Whenever he was having trouble with a new song, he would play this one at his piano to remind himself of what he could do. His daughter, the singer Margaret Whiting, had great affection for the song, My Ideal.
Will I ever find the boy?
just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize a light in his eyes, but no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass him by and never
Margaret Whiting, My Ideal. In October 1942, just before his 42nd birthday, composer Ralph Ranger was a passenger on an American Airlines DC-3 that collided with an Army Air Corps bomber in Southern California. After writing songs for Broadway revues, Ranger had followed the lure of sound on film, sunshine, and money. He spent the rest of his career in Hollywood, working almost exclusively with lyricist Leo Robin. In 1934, they wrote the kind of irreverent, up-tempo, wisecracking song so popular during the Depression. They also wrote some of the decade's luscious ballads, also popular in the 30s, when crooning used romance to distract us from hard times. From 1936, Helen Ward with Teddy Wilson's orchestra, Here's Love in Your Eye, and from 1934, Bing Crosby, June in January. Thank you.
clouded moon creeps across the clouded sky. Winds of January sigh and moan. And yet it's June. I can see a sky of blue. Dear, the miracle is due to you, just you. It's June in January, because I'm in love. It always is spring in my heart, with you in my arms. The snow is just white blossoms that fall from above. And here is the reason, my dear, your magical charm. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love. But only because I'm in love with you.
From the big broadcast of 1937, Helen Ward hears Love in Your Eye, and from the movie Here Is My Heart, Bing Crosby, June in January. Between them, these songwriters also wrote such songs as Cuddle Up a Little Closer, Ragtime Cowboy Joe, Breezin' Along with the Breeze, Thanks for the Memory, Beyond the Blue Horizon, and Hooray for Hollywood. And that includes Nothing More by the best of them, Gus Kahn. But at least we have the songs they did write, and that's saying, or singing, a mouthful. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.